The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas Resources today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
Crazy. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Let's start off with just plain crazy. It is the community now in tears over what happened over the weekend. How is it that two police officers are simply having lunch in a CC's Pizza in Las Vegas, and two nutballs come in, gun them down? They turn out to be crazy extremists who are young, a young couple in their 20s, Jared and Amanda Miller, and without any thought as to what they're doing, the humanity, nothing, they just go on a murderous rampage and destroy the lives of so many. Even sicker, I mean, point blank, going up and hitting both of them before they know what's happened, draping one body with the Don't Tread on Me flag and a swastika before leaving a menacing threat on the other body. Both of these men were fathers. One had a young baby. The other had three children. So they leave behind families, friends, comrades in the Las Vegas Police Department. There is no sane reason for what happened. A horrible, horrible thing. Right before 11:30 in the morning on a Sunday, not expecting anything to happen, Jared Miller and his wife walked past the officer's booth where they were sitting, turned, pulled out a handgun, shot Igor Salado in the head, and then shot Alan Beck several times. The officers' bodies were dragged onto the ground, and then that's where they did the flag and put the note on the others and said the revolution, you know, has begun, and then ran to Walmart after that, fired a shot, warned everyone to get out, so they did warn them. There was an interesting twist in this. A 31-year-old man who was a concealed weapons guy who had was carrying a concealed weapon decided that he was going to try to help people. So Joseph Wilcox ran back into the store, confronted them, didn't realize that that there was two of them, thought there was just one, and he was shot and killed himself. So the cops rush to the scene. They don't know, you know, they know there's been a shooting. And after the shootout, the couple was trapped in the corner of the store. The officers were waiting for a SWAT team to come. Amanda Miller then fatally shoots her husband, then herself. So what do they do after that? Of course, it's all about, well, how does this happen? What is this about? They went to an apartment complex where some of the people who live there told the local Las Vegas newspaper that they were bragging about plans to commit a mass shooting. They were handing out propaganda, talking about doing the next Columbine. They also claimed that they were at Clive Bundy's ranch during the standoff between the militia members and the federal agents. They were professing huge support for Bundy. And they said that they were against what was happening with the government. They were furious at what was going on with people's rights and with gun rights. And unfortunately, the couple, very young, in their 20s, as I mentioned, doing what they did, leaves nothing but sadness, a wake of destruction, and questions. As for the people who were killed, you know, you had one of the police officers, Alan Beck, who was there on the force for about a dozen years. He had three kids. He was what they call a senior patrol officer. He was teaching others, had a taught advanced skill training course at the academy. And he was a guy that was known to be funny and helpful and had a great personality despite some of the things that he encountered on the job. His partner had been on the job for 8 years and has a wife and a baby. Just an awful, awful thing. And the people in Vegas are shocked by this. I mean, shocked by this. If you look at pictures of the couple, I mean, they look like other, just like normal people. There's nothing you'd see that was different, except for that the fact that at the apartment complex where they were living, many of the people that were interviewed said that they were saying crazy things, that they weren't right, and it just makes you wonder that I have to think that some of them wish that they had gone to the police or gone to somebody and told them what they were concerned about. That goes to the when do you do something and when do you just think, oh, they're nuts and just ignore it. And they were talking about pulling off a Columbine, and they didn't pull off a Columbine. They destroyed so many lives, and just in an instant, things changed for too many families and also changed for Las Vegas. And then it goes to the hurting the guns and the anti-big government faction, because there is a line. Crazy is not acceptable. Crazy and shooting innocent people is outrageous. And unfortunately, that's what happens, and it skews it in a different direction. If you were in the situation that many of those people were in, I mean, here's the question you ask yourself. You live in a neighborhood, you live in a house, you live in an apartment. Are you boxed in by yourself? Do you only live in your own world? Or do you know the neighbors and the people around you? If something was off kilter, would you speak up or would you ignore it? And how do you know when to speak up? It sounds like there were people that thought they were whacked, that thought that there was something that absolutely wasn't right, that it was more than just idle threats and crazy talk. And others that just thought they were young and silly and stupid and made crazy comments and ignored what they were saying. In a community, we have to get back to that. In a community, you gotta, I think you have to look out for your neighbor's back. And if something is wrong, and it's definitely something that you feel so strongly about, it's not somebody different from you, it's not somebody expressing way different opinions because they get hot and angry about things. It's more than that. It's more than that. And if you feel it's more than that, I think you owe it to your community to say something. And there are some people that are kicking themselves for not doing it. It's too late once it happens. And once you bury your head in the sand, you can't go back again. Coming up, we're going to talk about the latest with Bo Bergdahl, how you feel. There was a USA Today Pew survey that was pretty interesting. And then there's this, how many people knew of the Bergdahl deal, but not in Congress, more the people at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. That's coming up around the bend. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it, so decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people. When the cleaners ruined some special clothing, all they could do was show us a sign that said they weren't responsible. But when they got the letter from one of our Legal Shield attorneys, he promptly gave us a check for $1,152. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
The TalkStream Live app for iPhone, iPad, and Android is the fastest and easiest way to access live talk radio anytime, anywhere. Download the free TalkStream Live app right now and see for yourself. You'll enjoy instant access to the best in live talk radio. Find your favorite shows and discover some new ones. The TalkStream Live app is available in the App Store, the Google Play Store, or visit TalkStreamLive.com. That's TalkStreamLive.com.
At 855-266-5283 here on America Tonight. It's an open door policy, baby. Left of left, right of right, or somewhere in between. You can react. 855-266-5283. We don't discriminate. So, speaking of discriminating, I know somebody who does. The White House, in this situation, 90 people apparently in the administration knew about the Bo Bergdahl deal, but nobody in Congress, which I'm very surprised there wasn't any leaks then on that, because you had staffers who knew all about the trade of the five Taliban for Bergdahl, even though Congress had no clue. I mean, Zippo, in the dark, baby, no candle, no match, nothing. There was a classified briefing to the entire House of Representatives late Monday afternoon, and in that they said up to 90 people had knowledge of the trade, they told them. So the House Armed Services Committee Chair, Buck McKinnon, called the news incredibly disturbing, partly because of the high number of people who knew. So it wasn't just a handful of people like, okay, we're keeping this low-key, this is only the war group and the Oval that knows. No, it was beyond that. It was the assistant to the assistant to the assistant. And it spread like wildfire, apparently, but not to Congress until after the swap was made. And they stuck by the idea that the reason they didn't involve Congress is because they wanted to make sure there wasn't there would have been a danger if there had been any kind of a leak. McKinnon, who was enraged, wanted to know the exact number who knew and their names. Because he said, and this makes sense, if you don't know who knew, then how could you, if a leak had happened and the sergeant had been killed, how could you go back and find out who leaked it? And that it was incredibly unfortunate that that many people knew what was happening, but you didn't trust anyone on the Hill to tell them in the House or the Senate. Even Congressman Adam Schiff, who's a California Democrat, couldn't defend the administration. See, this is the thing. He said it didn't sit well with anyone who was listening at the briefing, and said that the news of so many people, staffers, who knew, interns, who knew of the decision ahead of time, wasn't right. Because, see, there was this law passed by Congress just last year, signed by the president, requiring a 30-day notice before any prisoners associated with terrorist attacks against our country are released from Gitmo. So, Obama, did he have the constitutional authority? Some are saying, look, it's not good, but he did have it under Article 2. It certainly would have been far better to have notified at least the leaders in Congress to reach across and let them know. Because when you find out that the interns know and you don't know, oh, that's more than a slap in the face. Democrats are not happy with the president. So it's not just the Republicans. It's not ganging up on one side of the aisle. They don't like the way Obama's handling things. The Bergdahl release is the tip of the iceberg, and it has really set them off. And I don't blame them. How can that be? It's like an episode of The Veep. Everybody that's a nobody knows, but the people who are the lawmakers have no clue. Have no clue. So now there is a push on the Hill to introduce legislation this week that would bar any federal funding for Guantanamo transfers for 6 months. So that's not going to happen again if it goes through. There'll probably be some opposition to it because then you go back to the whole Gitmo closing. And is it closing and what's happening there? And the Senate Armed Services Committee hearing is coming up Tuesday. The Secretary of Defense, Chuck Hagel, is going to testify in a public House Armed Services Committee hearing on Wednesday. So there's a couple of things happening this week all about Bergdahl, all about that situation. And I think one of the biggest blunders, there were two blunders, we've already talked about them, but just to throw it in again, is having the parents at the White House and making a big deal of it from the Rose Garden, especially knowing, at least having the intel, that he's a deserter, that he went AWOL. Because he went AWOL no matter what. So why would you involve the parents? Why do you make a big deal like that? Then why does Susan Rice, the National Security Advisor, go on TV and say he's a hero, which leads to all kinds of problems? But that's done. Now it's moving forward. The White House trying to defend what it's doing is not possible. Nobody, 535 members of Congress, nobody contacted about it. And if something had gone wrong, can you imagine? And there is no way to guarantee that the five Taliban commanders aren't going to in some way do something to the Western world or the United States. You can't say that that's risk-free. It's not risk-free. But these are things we know. Moving forward, icing the six-month deal of Gitmo, I think, is smart. I don't know that it happens, but I think it's smart to try and do that, to calm the temperatures. What do you think, America? It's your taxpayer dollars. So if you're sitting there listening to me saying, oh, you know, okay, it's brutal, it's the typical, it's what we're seeing, just remember, your pennies are paying for this. This audience, I don't care how much of a percentage it is, we're chipping in for this because this is our money at work. So I say absolutely, for temporarily halt Gitmo releases. Do it now. Do it now. Because 90 people knowing who are interns and assistants to assistants is, it's humiliating. I think that's pretty embarrassing. If I were in Congress and I were a Democrat, not just Republicans, I wouldn't be happy. I would express my rage to the president. Because you need to be in the loop. I mean, here's where you have to be in the loop. When you're asking people to make decisions about Guantanamo, when you're pushing the agenda of closing it, and then you pull this fast one, you're not winning any friends. And this has been part of this part two of the Obama administration. It's been about, here's the payoff, poof, shotgunning in the mouth, and a lot of them executive orders. And the theory of asking for forgiveness. How many apologies, for goodness sakes, have we heard since the re-election? Way too many. But it just goes along with, we're the apologist nation, so why not? I think the president shouldn't have to apologize for very much unless it's a definite mistake. Unless it's something to say, listen, this was all I thought should happen, boom. But it's never that way. It's that's not that kind of apology. It hasn't been those kind of apologies. So I think Democrats or Republicans have a right to not be thrilled about what's happened here. Plus, Bird Dog comes home. Fair or foul, should he be tried for AOL or desertion? I had two people suggest to me today that Obama would take care of that and he wouldn't be tried. Oh, I hope not. Then there would really be an outrage. 5 years in captivity. There's going to be a long investigation and trial on AOL desertion charges, whatever the military concludes. He walked away from his post. I mean, that's it. He walked away. And if you go AWOL from combat, that escalates. It's pretty clear what the charges could be. I mean, AOL charges in the U.S. are more common. And there's not even a court-martial, but you just, the military can't have it. You can't join the military and just wander off. That's not going to happen here. So what are the conclusions? We don't know. There's still some facts we don't know. But I think that's what happens. I think he gets tried as a deserter. But will the time in captivity mitigate any sentence he could receive? That could happen. What do you think? Do you think the administration is going to make sure that happens? 855-266-5283.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right, that's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Spring time is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at HerbalHealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
For this White House, they're just not getting it right. Who's ever ultimately responsible for what the spin is, they're blowing it right and left. And the worst may be the Bergdahl situation. I can't see how, unless they say, okay, he's already done this time and maybe the White House intervenes, I can't see how, from the facts that I know to be true, that he doesn't get the deserter tag. They don't pursue the desertion charge. If they do the AOL thing, the AWOL, hell, AWOL, AWOL, if they pursue that, which that would be the least, I think people will go crazy over it. I do. I think you'll have a lot of people that will be furious because the balanced side, the other side of the story is the one that we're all hearing about the soldiers who went after Bergdahl. You know, they went after him because that's what you do. You don't leave a man behind. We get that. All of us get that. We concur. That's what you do when you're in the military. Of course, there has to be honor. We've established that. There has to be a code, and that's why it works. Because if it's every man for himself, then you are not in the military, and you are not going to succeed at your objectives. And I would not want to be the commander of that kind of a ragtag military, and we live in the world of the voluntary military. So once you sign up, I mean, that's part of the deal. You sign up. People go AWOL in the U.S. A bunch, you'll hear stories about that. And that's it. They're done. Boom. Out. And different, depending on the circumstance, it could vary a little bit. But this is a much different thing, obviously, as to what happened in Afghanistan and how much danger that put on the other people in the company. And the answer is it definitely did. I mean, not even being privy to all the circumstances there, it doesn't take a genius to realize that. It doesn't take. You can read the stories and you know already. So he may come home for this trial on desertion. And the question becomes, should he? I mean, maybe some of you listening to me think I'm being too tough and that's not right. And something was wrong with him, so let's let it be and let him take his time and move on and we go from here. And that's all we have to know, that we don't have to know any more than that. But I'm just thinking that most of you are not feeling that way. And Democrats and Republicans. Because as I said, the welcome mat is out for whatever your opinion is. And my opinion is that people do not like the way this was handled. They don't like finding out the little nuggets of information. 90 people in the White House knew and all this other stuff. But not the people who make the laws in Congress. What's that about? And then what's happened with the other families. Then they see people like Susan Rice saying, oh, he's a hero for signing up for the military. What about everyone else that signed up for the military? But they didn't go AWOL. They didn't walk off their post. So I'm not even trying to pound this Bergdahl thing into the ground. But it's worth the conversation. I mean, the military would crumble if you didn't have that code, if you didn't have people who sign up in a unit just not wandering off. You just can't tolerate that. Just can't have people wandering off. So this Pew USA Today poll showed that over 40% of us think that what the White House did, the way they went about it with the 5-for-1 prisoner swap, was wrong. In not giving the notice to Congress, it just flat out was wrong. Here's a guy who appears to pretty much have voluntarily left his outpost in Afghanistan before he was captured. And then the prisoner swap happens from Gitmo. So the Army is busy looking into the circumstances of the disappearance, the capture. They got to weigh a whole bunch of factors in what the charges are going to be, or pressing charges, mental condition, the evidence, and his years being held as a captive. I mean, there's political pressure and there's public outrage over what's happened here. Already, unquestionably, the avalanche, it's polarizing. But most of the people weighing in about Bergdahl are going to say dishonorable, the decision to trade him, that's huge. The Pentagon is investigating the circumstances of the disappearance. That's their job. And they looked into that right before the prisoner swap, too. They look at other witnesses and testimony and his own account of the disappearance. And if they don't pursue criminal charges, I'll say it again, AWOL is what he would be considered. Absent without leave, right? Desertion is a more serious charge, and it has a maximum 5-year sentence. But desertion requires proof that they intended to leave permanently or shirk the duty that they were assigned to. You know, during World War II, and I think some of you have called even to say this, desertion was carried a death sentence. So maybe they tag him with the AWOL thing, which wouldn't be a surprise to me. If he does go to trial, then the deaths, the people who were injured, all of that would come into play, I think. Also, his mental condition and intentions, and some of that is pretty tough to weigh. Pretty tough to prove. So, his hometown, no celebration. The nation is all over this thing. He's in Germany, comes back in a couple of weeks, and maybe by the end of the summer we have something on this. Or it could be faster than that, but I don't think so. I think this one is going to drag out a little bit longer, maybe partially intentionally. That wouldn't be, I don't think that would be shocking. But here's the thing, I go back to this. It is your money and my money, we're taxpayers. You do have a voice. You do have the right to weigh in on this, and a lot of people are weighing in. Republicans and Democrats, independents, whatever label you prefer. So in looking at Bergdahl, do you just back off and say he's crazed and that's it? Knowing too many people in the military, I don't see how you can go in that direction. Well, she's back. Izzy in Missouri. Izzy, you have the floor. How are you?
I'm okay. I'm
good.
Here.
Good.
Article 85, nothing less.
I think that should be it.
I mean, he deserted. I don't care how you cut this cake. I don't care what all of the socialist fools say. Article 85.
But do you think realistically that's going to happen, or do you think they're going to
no.
try to peg him? You think it's going to be he's AWOL?
If that.
Mm.
Oh, this administration is just beyond stupid.
Mm.
I mean, look at the mess in the Southwest. While we have veterans that have waited forever to get treatment, but now we're treating thousands of illegals and
yeah.
screwing over our veterans.
That's wrong.
I mean, this whole country has become a disgrace. And anybody that says to me this is the greatest nation on earth, I look at them and say, no, it isn't. It's the biggest embarrassment. I mean, we really are being laughed at. Tell me, what is great about our country other than we can walk around free? We think we're free.
Mm-hmm.
But you have NSA, FBI, ABC, the rest of the acronyms, always checking on you, doing something. I was like, what's free about that?
Boy, that's true, isn't it? I mean, you know, after all the tapping and the wasting of taxpayer money on that, you're right, Izzy. So that makes us paranoid and freaked, and it's wrong, and you're right.
And they're looking for everybody to have a mental disorder so
mm-hmm.
that they can say, no, you can't have a weapon. If you've ever had any type of medication for a mental disorder, you don't get to own a weapon. They'll make
mm-hmm.
sure of it.
Yeah, and that's not right, because that's going to the extreme.
Well, mm-hmm. we are in the extreme. I mean, my God, look at the scandals, Kate. One after another, and they are becoming more and more embarrassing, worse and worse. And I'm sorry, Obama did violate the Constitution. He had no authority to release those five men. None.
Well, he shouldn't, based on what they put into play even last year. But you know how lawyering is. There's gray areas in interpretation, and that's what the law is based on. So that's what, you know, that's the protection there. But I get what you're saying, because I agree with you. Yeah, I don't think that should have happened. No.
I don't blame the parents of the soldiers that died trying to look for this clown. I don't blame them for being angry. I'd be madder than hell, and you know I would.
Yeah, I agree with you. For anybody who's had family members, thanks as he served, that is just intolerable. And you lose a son, a daughter, anybody, and then you find out the other part of the equation, there's just no way. You wouldn't be human if you weren't enraged by that. Coming up on the flip side, your thoughts. Going to the mailbag next.
Americans have always been ready. to defend, to serve, and to honor those who defended and are defending all of us. So this month, the Freeze-Dry Guy honors and serves Americans with our meat, rice, and potato sale. Our unit includes four number 10 cans of quality Mountain House cooked diced beef, ground beef, diced chicken, white rice, and two cans of FDG dehydrated diced potatoes. 158 servings per case unit. And during the Freeze-Dry Guy's meat, rice, and potato sale, get one case for only $179, two cases for only $355, or get three cases for only $515, and all come with lots of valuable freebies. For details, click freezedryguy.com and hurry. Sale ends soon. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD. Plus, free shipping to the lower 48 states from the Freeze-Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
America tonight on our next show, Technology Tuesday. What's hurting us? I mean, what's killing us about technology? And what works when it comes to technology? We'll talk about it with a technology guru. We're going to do that each and every week. And also, we have Peel Back the Onion with Andrew Szabo, looking at the crazy things that have happened politically from a branding strategist point of view, which we see, as I was talking about, the PR nightmare for the White House, because obviously who's ever in charge in that department isn't doing a good job of what they're selling, because they're apologizing so much for one blunder after another. And I think to Izzy's point where she's saying it's embarrassing and, you know, we're being laughed at, she has a valid point. There is definitely a thought out there that we have bungled things so badly in so many different directions, and it's so much of it just doesn't seem to make sense at all, that there is no way to spin it. There is no way to spin it. And apologizing after everything that happens just doesn't work, because you appear to be weak. And when you're the commander-in-chief and when you're the administration, you don't want to appear, certainly, to be weak. That's how it's all playing out, whether it's the Bergdahl situation, it's the Benghazi situation, it's the IRS ripoff situation with the nonprofits, the ridiculousness of that. And, you know, we like have these shovels and we're digging. Do we ever get to the bottom of anything? And then on the Hill, and I've said this from really day one when I jumped on the airwaves, that too much we are a nation of reactionaries instead of action. How about getting in front of something? It's exciting when you get in front of something. Ooh, let's get in front of an issue before it's too out of control. And there is one issue in particular that has been around for a long time that's rearing its ugly head once again. And many of you sent me emails about it. So without further ado, let's check the mail.
You have mail, mistress.
All right, this one from Big Bob, who says, Kate, hey, I'm back, girl. How are you? It's been a long time. I had heart surgery. I'm feeling fine, so don't cry for me. But I've missed the show. I have had opportunities to have it downloaded. My daughter did that for me, and I've had a chance to listen somewhat, but I was pretty sick, and now I've come out of the other side, and I feel a lot better. Just wanted to tell you why you haven't heard from me. And here I am now getting a chance to listen to you on 1240 AM in Ottumwa, Iowa, one of my favorite stations, KBIZ. And here's what I'm upset about. I heard you mention something a couple days ago, or maybe even last week, I can't remember when, about this child migration problem that we are having huge, huge struggles with. Why are these children just being dumped all over the place? Why are they being moved all over the place? This is a problem that our government created. And this has to do with visas. This has to do with smuggling. This has to do with a whole bunch of different things. Kate, what is it going to take for them to finally really attack the illegal immigration problem? Nobody can think that we are doing a good job of this, for goodness sake. No. You'd have to be an idiot to think that. I don't care what your stripes are, who your allegiances are pledged to, if any. But it's unprecedented what's happening here, this flow of illegal kids across the southern border. In the more porous areas, like ones we talked about that you knew were problems, that I said that this was going to be what was going to happen. And sure enough, it didn't take a genius to predict it, but it's happening. They say maybe it could reach up to 130,000 next year. Do you know that the White House can boast that that's an increase of more than 2,000 from 2011? So resettling illegal immigrants in the United States is going to reach the money, even $2.3 billion. That's an estimate in 1 year. I mean, this crisis was predictable. And it's dismantling any immigration law enforcement that we have in place. The Border Patrol is overwhelmed. I mean, they are just overwhelmed. I would not want to have that job. This wave has overwhelmed the border states. And, you know, here's what's happened. And this is the sad part. It's a humanitarian crisis, too. You have rape trees. You have dead kids. You have problems with all of that. You have trucks being used as morgues because there's not enough space in the morgues. So what's that about? I mean, can we not just say the border is closed? We're going to enforce this. Weren't we talking about walls 10 years ago? It's ridiculous. This should not have happened. This is This is a self-fulfilling crisis. Self-fulfilling prophecy that turned into a massive crisis. It's not good for the kids. It's sickening. It's horrible. So we don't look good. We look terrible. The poor sap I wouldn't want to be, the Secretary of Homeland Security, Johnson. 560,000 illegal immigrants, they're getting work authorization in the United States, and we've got unemployment rates through the roof. We have American teenagers and college graduates without jobs. So what's going to happen there? I don't know. It's a crisis. It's a predictable crisis because we saw that this was happening. I mean, we did. We saw that this was happening. Detention facilities, immigration courts are overwhelmed. So they just release them into the United States and then back home to Central America. And then they come back again. And now what they're saying, one Border Patrol agent was quoted, I read this somewhere, that pretty much the word has spread that we're giving people permission and then walking them out the door, that that's what we're doing. They're coming across in droves to illegally work, get taxpayer benefits, as long as they're not caught, tried, or convicted of any serious crime. So they're doing that. So this president is not ending the immigration problem. He's making it worse. So whoever comes in next, boy, they better take the bull by the horns and do something about it. Because this is a crisis that was, one, preventable in the beginning, at least somewhat. And now, with the new ridiculous law, it's made it worse. It is not humane for these kids. Is it humane to have rape trees and to pick up dead bodies and not even know who they belong to and then have to investigate that? That's not humane at all. All right, here's one, let's see, from Gwen, who's listening to us on WTHE 1520 AM. Hey, Kate, I listen to you as often as I can whenever I can pick you up. This Bergdahl situation has me really upset. I haven't emailed that often. I served in the military. So many people in my family served in the military, and you keep talking about this code, and there is a code. You're absolutely right. And once you sign up, you've got to think about that, and you have to know that this is what you want to do. And, yes, you know you're going to see some horrific things. And it is sickening and sad and terrible what has been allowed to happen in certain wartime situations. But he left. He left his post, and now he's going to get credit for being held captive. Yeah, something's just not right with all of us. It doesn't sit well with anyone in my family. And it's almost not even attacking Bergdahl himself. It's the way it's been handled. If they were smart, they would try him as a deserter. But I don't think they're going to do that. What do you think? Yeah, there's probably a good chance that that's not going to happen. I don't think so. So I promised we'd end with a joke. Knock, knock. I'll answer it myself. Who's there? Orange. Aren't you going to let me in?
What, are you kidding me?
I tried.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.